This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اللهم لك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. This is the month of Ramadan. We know it as شهر الصيام, the month of fasting. Whenever we talk about fasting, we also associate fasting with what? One of the main, major and important qualities a believer should have. And that is a quality of sabr. We call it also شهر الصبر, the month of patience. As a matter of fact, we were studying in Ta'seel in the hadith of Arba'in Nawiyah. Imam Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala, he comments on that. He goes that when it comes to one of the greatest qualities of a believer is a sabr. And he says that one of the main qualities of a sabr, or one of the greatest ibadat of sabr and patience, is what? Fasting. So when we think of fasting, we think of sabr. Therefore, we always think of what? That we need to resist eating and drinking, resist temptations, resist wasting our time, resist this, resist that. There is so much resistance, right? As a human being, how much can you resist anyway? I mean, how much tolerance do we have for resistance? There's a capacity. And after that, we get exhausted and fatigued and tired. Therefore, with patience, you always need to pair that quality with something else that is much more, I would say, optimistic and hopeful. What is that quality, Jama'ah? It always comes with a sabr. We say a sabr and a shukr. That's why I ask you to say what at the beginning? Alhamdulillah. I didn't say be patient. Because trust me, if I say be patient, you'll say, like, oh, here we go again. Another fundraising, right? But when I say Alhamdulillah, it's something positive, encouraging. So a shukr is extremely important. It's probably maybe much more important than patience. Why is that? Because patience sometimes happens, you know, we have no option, no choice in being patient. Some of the circumstances happen in our lives that we have absolutely no control over, and the only thing we had to do is just be patient, that's it. But being grateful is a whole different thing. It's a whole different thing. Why is that? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, and few among my servants who are truly grateful. Did you hear that, Jama'ah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? Few among my servants who are truly grateful. What does that mean? They're not the majority. Which means it doesn't come natural to be grateful for us human beings. Actually, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, He says in Surah Al-Dahr, Surah Al-Insan, قال, فَهَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا Kafura. We have created this man, min amshaj al-nabtali, just clots of blood, and then to test and try this individual and this human beings. And He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, fahadaynahu as-sabeel. We showed him the way. He showed you the way. قال, فَإِمَّا شَاكِرَ وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. He is between being grateful or excessively ungrateful. Look, excessively ungrateful. Why? The word, the expression in the Arabic language, shakir and kafur. Shakir means grateful. But kafur, that's excessively being ungrateful. What does that mean? Is وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, and few among my servants who are truly grateful. Allah made it very clear. Among the few already who are grateful, there are even less who are truly grateful. That's why one time, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he heard a man around the Kaaba making tawaf. And this man was making this dua, Allahumma ij'alni min al-qaleel, Allahumma ij'alni min al-qaleel. Ya Allah, make me among the few. Ya Allah, make me among the few. And Umar kind of like, what kind of dua is that? So he stops the man, he goes, ayyu dua in hadha? What are you saying? Qala ya amir al-mu'mineen, I heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, wa qaleelun min ibadiya shakur, few among my servants who are truly grateful. I'm asking Allah to make me among the few. So he nods his head, he goes, subhanAllah, kullu nasi afqahu min Umar. Everybody understand better than Umar. This man, his simple dua, make me among the few. But who are they? He said, no, that truly grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, in the hadith, the famous hadith, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Salat al-Eid, he came and he spoke to the ladies. قَالَ يَا مَعْشَرَ النِّسَاءَ تَصَدَّقْنَا فَإِنِّي رَأَيْتُكُنَّ أَكْثَرَ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. He says, ladies, you need to give charity, because I've seen a lot of women end up in Jahannam. And they were shocked. How come, Ya Rasulullah, why is that? قَالَ بِكُفْرِهِنْ, because of their kufr. قَالَ يَكْفُرْنَا بِاللَّهِ, they deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, no, no. يَكْفُرْنَا الْعَشِيرِ, deny their spouses. Meaning, being ungrateful to their spouses. And he gave an example. He goes, sometimes you'll find a man who will be muhsin, which means doing good all his life with his spouse, but then he makes a mistake, and they're not forgiving. So they say, Wallahi ma ra'aytu khairan qat, I've never seen a good day with you. If you haven't heard your grandmother saying that to your grandfather, then you missed out a lot. I've heard that a lot, Jama'ah. But then she goes and makes him a cup of tea and coffee. I don't know why. But the point is, when the Prophet said that about the ladies, a lot of women took this hadith as a whip against their wives. You see, you're ungrateful. Imam al-Qadi Iyad, rahimahullah, in his book, Al-Mu'lim, on his commentary in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, he says, this is equally the same thing for women, for men as well. It's equally for men. Why? Because by nature, Allah says about us human beings, we're being ungrateful. So for us to be grateful, Jama'ah, you need to make an effort. You need to be consciously grateful. It's a very important principle over here. It doesn't come natural. Patience does, because sometimes, what am I doing? Khalas, Allah musta'an. But to be grateful, no, you need to make an effort. Now, why is it exactly that people don't want to be grateful to others? Yeah, let on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But why would people don't want to be grateful to other people? Do you guys know the answer to this? Why won't you say thank you to somebody? Why? Pride, you know, ego, all these things. But the true reason for that is because when you say thank you, you admit and you feel you're in debt to this person. You owe him something right now. And if you owe somebody something, they're going to keep holding this against you. Just like what happened a few days ago in the, you know, in the Oval Office, right? In this whole conversation, this whole, you know, diplomatic circus, comes the vice president, tells, you know, president, you know, of Ukraine, he says, why don't you say thank you? I've never heard you saying thank you to all of what we've done for you. Why is that? Because those who believe that you should be thankful to them, if you don't, then you are being what? Kafur. You deny them. Therefore, when you do a favor to somebody, you expect thank you from them, what happens? And you didn't get that thank you, how do you feel about it? You know what? You tell yourself, I'm never doing them a favor anymore. You might not say it to them in their face, but in your heart, I'm done with them. Why is that? Because they're kafur. And that's a very important thing, Jama'ah. Between us human beings, we need to be more grateful to one another. You need to be grateful for your spouse, to your children, to your community members, to your teachers, you know, to the even subhanAllah, even to the grocery store, you know, clerk behind the cash, all these people, you be grateful. Because being grateful, it doesn't mean you have to wait for something extraordinary they have to do for you so you can be grateful. The little things, the daily things, are as important as your mind. So therefore, it's really important that you teach yourself to consciously being grateful for your spouse, for your children, for your family, for those who are around you. Nabiyyuna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قال, من لا يشكر الناس لا يشكر الله. If you don't show gratitude to people, you will never show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who don't show gratitude to Allah azza wa jal, why is that? Because they're so proud of what their accomplishments. Like the people who saw in the Oval Office. They think being rich and being powerful and I can do whatever I want to do, that now make them what? Above everybody. And because they're above everybody, they owe nobody, you know, anything. They own nothing. You don't owe nothing to anybody. So therefore, they don't have to be grateful to anyone. That's where arrogance comes from. When we feel we don't know anybody. I don't owe anyone anything. So therefore, you know, I don't want to have to say thank you at all. So therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, tonight, before even you reach home, make sure to pull your phone out and send a text message to somebody that you truly believe that you keep, you know, forgetting to be grateful for them. Whether it's your spouse, your child, your parent, a friend, anybody, send them a text message. A message that will tell them, you know what, subhanAllah, I've been meaning to do this for, you know, for a long time. I keep forgetting about this, but I just want to say, Jazakallah khair, thank you very much for doing this for me, or for being part of my life, or making my life easier for me, whatever that is. In whichever way you can, show gratitude to people, and you will see the impact of this on you before others. You will feel great because it breaks barrier between you and other people. And will make these people, alhamdulillah, also appreciate that. And that appreciation, trust me, it works like magic in our lives. As human beings, if we don't feel being appreciated, our iman, our emotions, our feelings start dropping down. And that's going to make their life miserable and your life as well too. So you want to improve it? Be grateful, Jama'ah. Remember this message, inshallah ta'ala, before you leave this place. Just go to somebody, text them, someone, whatever that is. Start the culture of being grateful. And above all, obviously, being grateful to whom, Jama'ah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be grateful, because truly, قَلِيلُ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ few among my servants who are truly grateful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the few, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our heart with gratitude for him and for those who are in our life, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower us with his mercy and his rahmah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our siyam, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Accept our qiyam, our dua, our adhkar, our recitation of the Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us our charities, our sadaqat, our zakat, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate the suffering of those who are suffering around the world, Ya Allah. And especially our brothers and sisters in Gaza and Palestine, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate their suffering, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, deliver them into your rahmah and your mercy, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask the way we all gather in this place, that we all gather together in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as-salihin ala surur mutaqabilin. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.